8 House lawmakers, Democrats and Republicans, think they have a bipartisan solution to a congressional standoff over foreign military aid. Their measure includes $66 billion for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, which is less than the $95 billion approved by the Senate. The new bill also folds in security measures for the U.S. border with Mexico that many Republicans demand. One of the lawmakers behind the compromise is Republican Representative Mike Lawler of New York. Congressman, first off, what does House Speaker Mike Johnson think of the new bill? Has he weighed in?
He's not weighed in yet, and we're having continuing conversations about it with him. But the objective is to advance legislation that will not only defend our borders here in the United States, but defend democracies around the globe, including our allies in Israel and Ukraine and Taiwan. There is no question that Russia, China, and Iran have engaged in an unholy alliance that has sought to undermine and destabilize the free world. And we, as the leader of the free world, have an obligation to defend democracy around the globe.
Are you trying, though, to fashion this bill in a way where he'll get it to the floor for a vote?
That's the objective. Ultimately, obviously, there's a lot of opinions in Congress. And we're trying to find some compromise legislation that can advance through the House and the Senate and get signed into law. We need to provide lethal aid and support to Ukraine and to Israel as quickly as possible. And the objective here is to advance legislation that does have consensus and that is a compromise of sorts. In addition, the border crisis in our country is real. Since Joe Biden took office, nearly 10 million migrants have crossed our southern border, most of them illegally. 90% of them have been released into the country. It's not working. And we need to enact legislation that can help stem this tide, this massive influx that we've seen.
Congressman, where is the compromise on the Republican end for this bill specifically?
Well, look, obviously advancing legislation that would get the aid to Ukraine quickly is in part a compromise. We have obviously had a lot of questions that many of my colleagues have raised with the administration. Some of these questions have yet to be answered, specifically as to, the ultimate plan in Ukraine and how we end this conflict. But the objective here is to find consensus on a way forward that deals with lethal aid for Ukraine. Israel obviously has broad bipartisan support in Congress. The House has already acted on a number of these issues, which is often lost in the conversation. The House has acted on aid to Israel. The House has acted on securing our border. And so we're trying to find a way forward. And 8 of us, Republicans and Democrats, working together have come up with this plan to try and advance the ball and get right. Consensus.
Your bill has $47 billion earmarked for Ukraine. The Senate bill that didn't make it had $60 million. You do have support, though, from Senator Lindsey Graham. He's a Republican who opposed the Senate's aid plan. But do you think that your bill would make it through a chamber that's controlled by Democrats?
Well, again, this is where in a divided government, we all have to find compromise. The conversation of late has been, well, whatever the Senate passes, the House has to accept. And that's just not the way this works. All of us have to find compromise here. And so what we are trying to do is really kickstart the conversation again through the House and work with our colleagues in the Senate to find a path forward. And so this bill, while costing less than the Senate version, also does something to address some of the challenges at the border. And so I think it's critically important that both sides within the Senate and the House, Republicans and Democrats, stop playing politics with this and focus on the path forward so that we can actually support our allies around the globe and continue to be the leader of the free world. In light of what happened with Alexei Navalny, and his murder at the hands of Vladimir Putin, that should crystallize for everyone the importance of getting this done.
That is Republican Congressman Mike Lawler of New York. Congressman, thanks.
Thank you.